Welcome back. Those who are following the stream, I hope you can hear something. Now we will go into the more practical aspects around your last semester, the thesis semester. I will be talking like every one of you are going to hand in June the 1st, but we know that that is not true, but the general information is relevant for all. So this comes also for those who are going to hand in autumn semester and in December. So we just kind of assume that you all are on this full-time track, starting now, handing in June. Some of our information will be joint information for more than one program, and I specifically is always talking about also the Master Applied Computer Science, because they are doing just the same way as you from information security. So that is why this MAX 490 will show up once in a while. It's just that you are doing it in the same way. Yeah. And for those who we forgot to mention, we will be using two slides today, one from me, from Hilde, and one from Schule, and they will all be uploaded in the Blackboard room. There are also already from previous year semester, and the content is more or less the same. So it's not the master thesis process, practical information. It's such a thing that is quite stable. It doesn't change from one year to the next. Let me see if we can find the next one. Oh. Yes, so the big question is, are you ready for this? We hope you are. Schule already mentioned a few things. Background from your master program is, when it comes to the thesis, an important course, which you probably already have started to forget, but it's the scientific methodology. Many of you did this the first semester. So this is the semester you might need some of the knowledge from that course. You have access to the Blackboard room from the semester you did it, so maybe it's a good advice to go back to the scientific methodology and look for some input that is relevant to what you're going to do now. And then you have the research project planning, of course. So these two courses, in addition to all the courses in the information security program where you have had to done project, term papers, and all these kind of learning activities, you should have gained some skills in academic thinking and research and writing, academic writing. Don't you think so, those in the room? You have some skills within this that you know will build upon. You will be able to use it when you are working with your thesis. And don't forget that you have these skills. You have this knowledge. You have to go back and repeat if you have forgotten. Then, of course, you also have your mandatory courses, which is there for a reason, according to the study, the track you have chosen. And there should be kind of a link from the track you have chosen to the topic of your thesis. So these are the building blocks. And then you, in addition, have not many, but some, one, two elective courses that hopefully also can be part of your kind of knowledge background for the thesis. And hopefully you can use, you have use of many of the courses you already have done. The formal aspects is that the master thesis should be the last thing you do, which means that the 90 credits should be passed before the semester you do the thesis. So we are still waiting for some results, I think, from autumn semester. You have not gotten all yet. I know there were delay for the critical infrastructure because there is a hand-in quite late, or it is in January. So we can't really see the results yet from autumn semester, but you know yourself, approximate. So the formal requirement is that the 90 credits should be there. And then you have a go. That is a general go for this is your thesis semester. Yeah. For some of you, also the thesis is a obvious continuation from your research project planning. We probably didn't mention, but if there are reason for you to switch topic or switch supervisor, you are free to do so. But it's an advantage for you in your work with your thesis if you are able to continue with your research project planning or the project you did and the same supervisor. But it's not a formal requirement. It's possible to start from, what should I say, almost scratch. What is the most important thing for you now? It is dialogue with supervisor. To establish the dialogue, to figure out how you are going to cooperate, to be able in an early stage to discuss with the supervisor these things mentioned by Christoph also, that you have the topic, you have a title, you have the research question, you have a kind of also a milestone plan, that you have some idea how is it possible to do this project during this period until delivery. And this discussion is kind of the beginning. And hopefully some of you have done this already and you have a kind of a clear understanding. In addition, you have the part you take care of yourself in StudentWeb. You sign up for the master thesis as a course. You check that you have access to the Blackboard room, which gives you indication, yes, I'm correct, registered. And you also check your own registration in StudentWeb for handing in June. You need to be vurderingsmeldt, signed up for exam. If all these things are fine, and also you, of course, have paid the semester fee. We saw that some of the theses registered for the thesis have not paid the fee yet. Make sure you do. When all these things are fine, then you can hand in the agreement, the formal master thesis agreement. The thesis agreement should have a title, and it should have a kind of abstract or research question. The supervisor is the one who do the formal approval of this. So that is why the thesis agreement should never be a surprise for the supervisor. You have already discussed. They are aware what you are going to write in this agreement, and then they push the button, okay. And that is what you need. That is the formal approval. In addition, there is a department approval, but these things you probably will know are okay, and I can tell you the few things we are checking. Is the supervisor someone with employment contract with NTNU or with our department? Do their contract end in May or not? Those people you are talking with are usually permanent staff, so this is not the question. But that is one of these small things we need to check, because maybe the person you have talked with didn't think that was a challenge, but of course it's a challenge. It needs to be an NTNU staff that is your supervisor also when you hand in. So that is the one thing we check before we say approved by the department also. And then there is the question that you have done these 90 credits. The supervisors assume you have, because they expect you, when you ask them to be supervisor, they expect that you have done all the credits you are supposed to do. And they know the education plan for the information security program, so they kind of assume if you are on the managed track, you have done all these classes. If you are in the forensic or technology, you have done all these classes. So that is also the formal check, and that is why we have to wait until we have all results from autumn before we can also push the button on approved from the department. But the important part is approved from your supervisor.
Yes? Question, is there a deadline to do the thesis agreement?
I will come to this. Question about deadline. When you have the agreement with your supervisor, some very few of you are going to do a thesis where you are involving external partners. If you are a kind of formal agreement with an external partner to be part of your supervisor, also in a way that they should be listed in the title page of the thesis, then you should do an extra contract between you and that department. We call it standard avtale, But that is only for those who have an external partner in the project. Many of you did this when you did a bachelor thesis. So if you have a kind of similar relationship to a company for your thesis, then you are supposed to have this standard avtale, this extra agreement between company and yourself and supervisor and department. External persons are never involved in this SharePoint solution. The SharePoint solution is an internal thing. So this is something you need to deal with outside. So you have to copy and scan and sign and scan and send again. You can get in touch with me if you need some help. There might be then an issue that you need a signature from the department where we need to send you by scan and send. So this we can do outside the solutions where we have the agreement thing. But just remember, those few of you who will need this. The agreement, since we are a little bit special in NTNU, because we have a strict deadline for handing in. And the deadline is June 1st. Which means, in practice, that the work period for your thesis starts from January, also before you have this formal approval of the agreement, because you have 6 months. That is, a thesis is supposed to be approximate 6 months, and the working period from you is from January till June 1st. So we want you to start the dialogue first with your supervisor, get everything clear, and then you fill in that agreement. So if you send in that agreement in during February, it is perfectly fine. There are no strict deadline for this. So you use the time you need for discussing with your supervisor. So what you write in what will be your title, what will be your short abstract research question is something you have been able to and time to discuss. And that is what you write in that agreement. There is one issue. Some of you might end up with changing a little bit on the title and changing a little bit on your research question. This is in a way okay, but we want you to be careful because that agreement will be kept in NTNU archives on your profile. So there should be a clear sync with what you have in your agreement and what your thesis end up to be. If it's about minor adjustments, this is no problem, because when you hand in June the 1st, you write your title again in Spera. So if you have done some adjustments, that is fine. But if you have really changed, then you need a new formal approval from your supervisor. So what you do if this happens, you write a new thesis agreement and do the same round once more. And when you have a new thesis agreement, the last one will be considered cancelled. So that is the formal way to do it. But because you see, this thesis agreement is not a document you can edit. So that is also why we don't want you to be in a hurry to hand this in before you have done a little bit thinking and talking with your supervisor. That was about the agreement. There were some questions about that the SharePoint didn't work some days ago. This is a SharePoint solution for all NTNU, so if there is something doesn't work, you just have to wait for some days and hopefully it will be okay. I don't know what it was, this.
There is one more question. Should the agreement be part of delivery of thesis paper?
It's not required to have the thesis agreement as a delivery. It's just a formal thing that you need. We have this, it's on your profile, kind of, but no problem if you want to add it, but it's not a requirement. So this is not a typical thing that the external examiners are really looking at, but yes, fine, if you want to add it. You can have it in the appendix. Yeah. You still don't. They say in the room here that you still have not access to the SharePoint. You check now. Okay. So then you just forget about this today, and we need to check this out. I thought it was just a minor thing that would be solved in a day or two. So I don't know. Yeah. So then you just forget about the thesis agreement, but you talk with your supervisor and make a clear understanding what is going to be written in the thesis agreement. And then we will try to tell you when we know something more about this SharePoint solution. The next formal thing is, in fact, not before you hand in, and that is June the 1st. And we are talking about Inspera. And you know Inspera now very well, so you also know that the hand-in folder is not visible before, approximately a week before. So someone gets a little bit desperate in May very often. We don't see the folder, where should we hand in? And that is kind of normal. 10 days, 7 days before the deadline. Then we are in the situation that we have what we call adjusting oral exam. The thesis, the grading will be based on your report. That is your product. But in addition, we have this oral presentation which might adjust the grade and the final grading. The examiners are present. They will not conclude on the grade before after. They have read your thesis when you have the presentation. They will conclude the grade after that oral presentation. And someone in the room here asked about this earlier today. Our experience is that this is an advantage for you because if there is a weak part in your thesis, your examiners have the possibility to ask you. And if you then are explaining that weak part very well, that is to your benefit. But usually the grade will be the same as if you didn't do the presentation, but very, very, very seldom, almost never, it has the impact that it takes the grade down. It's usually a question about one up. That if you are kind of, the examiners are discussing, are you between two grades, then this can be a positive thing for you. So I hope you will appreciate that this is a possibility. Even it gives some challenges about the logistic and the dates and these things. Because the complicated part here is that the examiners are people that is very difficult to get hold of because they are also, like Schule, running a master program in their own university. And all universities have a hand in of master thesis approximately at the same time. So this is the tricky part. So we are now early. We don't really know who is going to hand in. We don't know how many. We don't know how many from each track. We don't know your topics. So we can't really make too many decisions about who is the perfect match of examiners yet. But when we can, then we do as soon as we are able to decide dates. So for now, you need to keep 2 weeks open in your calendar. And those who are working, warn your employer. During this period, I have to do a presentation on my thesis, one of these dates. And as soon as we know more, we will start to limit and narrow the number of days you need to keep open. But that is the reason why, you know, the first questions I got about the thesis, about when I need to know because I'm going to holiday or something. Sorry, we can't promise you. We need to give you this time period, and you need to try to keep this open. And we will do our best in the other end to limit the number of days. That was about dates. Did I have more on this one? And in the student presentation, it has already been mentioned both by Christoph Busch and by Schule, I think, in what you mentioned earlier. In this presentation, it's about the examiner asking you. They can ask you for, and you can think, even if it's a difficult question, you can think this is for your benefit. It gives you this option to explain something that you probably can give a good answer to, but you were not able to express it quite clearly in the written thesis. An advantage. And if your thesis does not really tell very clear what is your contribution. Make sure one in the room will ask this difficult question if your thesis doesn't explain this very well. And what was your contribution? What was your part in this project? So that is something you need to keep in mind, that someone will ask you if your thesis doesn't explain this quite well. Then we are talking about, then we have mentioned the dates. In autumn, it is in December, and in December. Then there is a question about exceptions and extension. Exception. The question about exception, and this is a difficult thing, because I will give you an advice that I know you don't want to listen to me, but I need to tell you. There are always someone with missing credits when we have closed the autumn semester. It is possible to apply for exception to do the master thesis even if you are missing some credits. But based on experience, our strongly recommendation is to try to complete all 90 credits before the thesis. There are some situations that is easier than others. It might be that you have an elective and you didn't pass the exam, and you did the course, but you couldn't do the exam, and you are going to do a continuation in August. That is kind of a relatively easy situation to say yes to. If the situation will be solved in the way that you have to do courses along with your thesis, we want you to think not twice, but 10 times, is this a good idea? Because it's very challenging to do a master thesis. We want you to be able to focus on the thesis. We don't want you to be disturbed by having to do hand-ins, having to do exams in another course. And to help you with the logistic here, we also have always the option to sign up for the thesis in autumn semester. So this gives you the possibility to focus on those missing things in spring and then come back with new registration for autumn, where you can focus 100% on your thesis. It should not be an elective course that is missing. The more easy exception should be if you are missing elective courses, and it should certainly not be the research project planning. The research project planning has to be passed before you do the thesis. But it's possible. And now come the next information if you are in this situation. You need to tell us, because when you talk with your supervisor, the supervisor assumes you have your 90 credits passed. So the supervisor should know. And for the department to give you this exception, we need the supervisor's support. So you should discuss this situation with the supervisor and check that the supervisor agree that this is a good idea, that you do a course in parallel, or you wait with the course and do the thesis now anyway. You need to inform your supervisor, and we need to know your supervisor's view, or the department need to know. So what you do then, the way to apply for this, you just write an email to this to our master email. Hope this is correct. Appreciate very much if you put your supervisor on CC and me and Schule, but you write it there. And what we need to know from you is, which course are we talking about? What is the missing credits? Is the missing credits a course you have to do all over again, or is the missing credits that you are just missing a continuation exam that you want to do in August? And you need also to tell us that these missing credits does not influence on your thesis quality work, that it's not, very important for the topic of your thesis that you have passed this course. You need to explain this, and this is typically something you must discuss with your supervisor. So in the end, then, you will get a yes or no on this. And we need to know your supervisor's view on this. And if for those of you who handed in an agreement, or when this SharePoint will work, hand in the agreement and your supervisor say okay, because they don't have access to this information, have you or have you not passed these credits? They just assume you have. And then we have the department check, have you passed these credits? And if you have not, we can't do this department formal last department approval before this has been agreed on. And you have sent this email application. We try to do this as fast as we can, but yeah. That was about the exception situation. And then we have also questions about extension. This is also a tricky question because we have this oral part as part of the thesis assessment. If you have a very good reason to apply for extension, let's say 3 weeks, then we are in 20th of June. There are no examiners who will come back in July for an oral presentation. So the consequence of an extension is that we cannot promise when we can arrange the oral presentation. It will be in autumn, and it will certainly not be in August. It will not be in holiday season. It will not be in August. So if you look very carefully in many web pages, you will find that there are a lot of talking about extension of thesis. At NTNU, this is quite common, and it's an open choice with good arguments to apply for extension, because it is not usual to have this oral adjustment, oral presentation thing. And then it is not a big deal that students have 2 weeks more or 4 weeks more. It just will delay the grading, but yeah, that is the only, there's nothing more that is going to happen. So that is possible, but for us, this is not really possible. So what we want you to do, if you are in a situation that you are not able to finish your thesis, talk again with your supervisor. See if it's an option to kind of switch this to autumn semester, then you cancel your registration for exam in spring. And when autumn semester opens, you register again and you send in an updated version of your thesis agreement, which state hand in December.
I think there is a relevant question here. Despite being on the full-time track, is it possible to start the thesis now and then hand in December?
The question if it's possible to start now and hand in December. This is an option for those in the part-time program. The students that are in Miss Deltid have 4 years on the program. They are assumed to be 50% student every semester. When they sign up for the master thesis, we will consider the first semester as semester number one, 50% study student, not 100%, and the following semester as semester two. So a part-time student in the part-time program can, in the thesis agreement, agree with the supervisor. My working period is from January 2023 till December 2023. This is pre-approved. For a full-time student, the thesis is supposed to reflect 6 months full-time job. So if there is if a full-time student want to have this as a kind of agreement, then there need to be kind of health issue situation. But the way for you to kind of go around this is that you withdraw, you talk with your supervisor, you consider spring semester at more like an informal preparation, and you sign up again in autumn semester for handing in December. But we can't say that it's okay for a full-time student to work 12 months on the thesis, because the thesis should reflect 6 months full-time job, thesis job. Those in the experience-based master program also have 1 year on the thesis because they are considered part-time students from the start, 50%. So then it should be, can be stretched over 12 months instead of 6. If a Miss Deltid student sign up now for the thesis and want to hand in June instead of December, that is the easiest part. That is no problem. A part-time student who will finish the thesis earlier, it's no problem to hand in the first semester. And since we don't divide, it's the same course code. If you are Miss Full-Time or Miss Part-Time, the course code as such are defined as one semester course. So when you sign up now and keep your signing up for exam, then you can hand in June the 1st. Then I can mention at the same time, for Miss Part-Time students who start now and want to hand in December, then you need to keep two things in mind. For this semester, you yourself make sure that you withdraw from exam because you don't want spring semester to be counted as an exam period in this for the thesis. When autumn semester starts, you have to sign up again for the MIS 4900 code, and then you will have the exam registration in your student web in autumn semester. So this is checkpoint for the part-time students that are not going to hand in June 1st. Make sure that you double-check this later in winter, spring, that you have withdraw from exam in spring. But if you want to keep the exam registration and will try to hand in June 1st, that is perfectly fine. Did I then we say extension? We want you also to keep in mind that a master thesis, even if it has a course code like it is a regular course, it's not. And there is only, it's very strict about attempts. So for a regular course, you have 3 attempts. You can try, you can ask for the 4th and even the 5th. For a master thesis, you can't. You only have 2 attempts. So that is very important that the part-time students remember to withdraw their exam registration when they are not going to hand in, or it will be counted as one attempt. The only thing that is like a regular course is the option to withdraw in StudentWeb. So that is what you do if you see that it's not possible to follow the progression for this semester, then you withdraw in StudentWeb, and you come back and register again for autumn semester. But make sure you are in dialogue with the supervisor. Not necessarily the supervisor has capacity to be part of that project in autumn, even if they had time now. Extension. Flere spørsmål om det. We focus on those here. Do you have any questions? Was it clear enough? I asked those in the room. Was this clear enough? Thank you. So then let me see. What was my next slide? It's hard for me to I have a tendency of speaking too much. Okay, there are some resource web pages. These are important. You will find the same link in the Blackboard room, probably multiple times. So make sure that you check these links. First of all, we want you to read the course description of the course you have signed up for. We have also described what we call learning outcome for the thesis course. This is what the examiners will look at in the end. They have your thesis and they have the learning outcome. Does this thesis reflect these learning outcomes, which is supposed to be what you are going to achieve through a master thesis project? So make sure you are aware of this. Then we have a very important general NTNU resource web page. You find it on INSIA if you write in the search box, skrive masteroppgave, writing master thesis. You will find a general page where you find a lot of important links in addition. Also, this Schule was mentioning about this personal data, personal information, where you need to apply for approval to use this kind of data in your thesis. Then also the library, university library, also have good resource pages. All these things are links from this main one, the page called Skrive Masteroppgave. So if you just spend half an hour, go through what is there, check that here is link for this and that, and you don't necessarily need this information now, but you should know in your kind of mind that this information exists, and then it's easier for you to find this when you need it later on. So spend some time on this, please. So if you start with these three links, you should be relatively okay with information. Then there is a small thing. We haven't got any question about writing in LaTeX. I assume quite many of you do. Is that correct? Yeah. So then you probably have learned this already, so that is kind of fine. Those who are fresh and new users of LaTeX, there are also some support from the university library. Those who will write in Word, then the library is experts to help you. But the general recommendation is that you use the LaTeX. There is one link in addition. This is also linked, I think, from the course description. It's what we call in Norwegian MNT-fag. It's the natural science, the technology programs, subjects in Norway. There is a general guideline about what we mean with the A, what we mean with the B. And this is also a typical thing that the examiners have in. They have the learning outcomes, they have this grade description, and they have your thesis. So make also you are aware what this is about. There is a general that a good A-graded thesis should be this and that, and a B-graded this and that, and an E is, yeah. So that was the nice to know things. Submission. What we are talking, my next slides is something we will also come back to. We will have a seminar in April. I think we most likely have decided a date. At least there is a date in the schedule. So if you go on the schedule for MIS 4900, you find a date in April. So the slides I'm using now, we will come back to also, because this is not relevant before a little bit later. And it's about the submission thing around the submission of your thesis, which is also a kind of new experience. It's a kind of a little bit more tasks to do. This we will come back to. You have to do an extra operation. You have to what we call finalize your thesis. So that is to check out at your PDF. This is your PDF. You check out that this PDF also will work when this will be published and when you eventually print it out. So there will be a some check through NTNU Grafisk or a printing company called Sheepness who do this as a support for NTNU. Then you fill in, so you check your kind of your document, your PDF, and you can try that check many times. We hope you will choose to publish your thesis. This is also a typical thing you discuss with your supervisor and the external partner, if any, and you write this in the thesis agreement. Yes, my thesis, are supposed to be published. Then you have the possibility to have a second thought, because you are the author, you have strong juridical rights here. You are like an author. You are the owner of this product, which is your thesis. You have to state again if you want or not want your thesis to be published. And that is something you do when you hand in Inspera. So this is a typical thing. You write in the agreement what you think you are going to do, have talk with your supervisor and your external, and then you have the possibility to change this, because it will not be, what should I say, confirmed by you as an author before you hand in Inspera. But the good thing is that there are quite many theses out there that you also have access to. Want you to be aware of one thing: if your thesis is not going to be published, anyway, there will be published a text box with metadata, your name, the title of your thesis, your supervisor, and the program, and maybe also a small abstract. So if you are working with something very confidential, make sure that the title doesn't include something that share too much of that confidentiality part. But this means that you also can find in NTNU Open a thesis that only have metadata, title, and student name. If this is an interesting thesis for you, you can, of course, figure out who that person, that student is, and try to get in touch and ask. Maybe that student or previous student are willing to share their thesis or at least give you some input. That was about publication. Then have we mentioned publication. And what afterwards? That is in many, many months. So that we can come back to this. It will take some time before you have the diploma. So that is not so very important. We will come back to this. And afterwards, we will remind you in April. Make sure you sign up for alumni. And my good luck is that you are aware that there are people to talk with, and your main person from today, if not from January 1st, is for this semester, is your supervisor. And there was a question about mentioned by someone, the supervisor can't necessarily give you guidance on everything. They are scientific staff and have a lot of feedback they can give you, but not on everything. And you are welcome to talk to other staff, use other staff members as your dialogue partners. Find, for instance, PhD who are working in something you might find interesting to discuss with, and try to establish more than one person to talk with. And then you have the students. Try to find who is, like Schule was mentioning, those who have the same supervisor, something similar topic. Try to stay in touch. And if there are anything more around the formalities, then it is the thesis course responsible, which in your case is Schule. She is also course responsible for information security, for the thesis course, and me for the more practical issues. And we should remember, we got some volunteers for reference group already before we had started, so that is not very often. So we will ask in the room here afterwards if someone will join the reference group for spring semester. They will if there are enough students in autumn semester, we will also do the same in autumn. And if someone wants to join a reference group, those who intend to hand in June 1st, that makes sense. To join the group, let us know, tell Schule, and we will ask in the room here after the meeting if someone in the room wants to join. That was all my notes, I think. Do we have a new question? The agreement is the master thesis agreement is you find it, but you can't edit it. That is the problem. You can't edit if there are changes. This exists on a web page, so this is kind of open information.